As far as major central bank outlooks go, the Bank of England could very well be the most hawkish out there. We've seen a lot of this factoring into price action in recent weeks, with the pound outperforming against its major currency peers and trading to its highest levels in 12 months against the US dollar. And while things have been looking more hawkish from the BOE front, we've seen a market pricing of Fed that it wants to be leaning in the opposite direction, something that's only further contributed to this run in the pound. And so this has us looking at today's Bank of England policy decision and trying to get a feel for where the chips might fall. As far as expectations go, the consensus forecast is for a 25 basis point rate increase with signals of more tightening ahead on account of inflation that just hasn't been cooling off in the way the central bank would like it to. We'll also get the release of the minutes of the meeting along with the monetary policy report and BOE Governor Bailey presser. It will be worth keeping an eye on the split in sentiment amongst the committee members. And as things stand, Tenreiro and Dingra are the only two expected to dissent with a view against more tightening. The rest of the seven members are expected to lean towards favoring additional rate hikes. And so how things play out here as far as the split goes could very well influence price action in the aftermath. Overall, we often look to how things are priced heading into the event and what price action has been looking like heading into an event risk to get a feel for where the balance of risk lies. And given how there has been so much hawkishness already priced in, we believe the balance of risk could actually set up for a sell the pound on the fact reaction, or even more aggressive pound selling should the decision lean less hawkish. It feels like the bar is set really high for the pound to get a hawkish result that will have it wanting to rally much further at this point in time. We also get an important UK GDP update tomorrow, and this could be something that forces the BOE to be a little bit more cautious than the market might be expecting. That's all for now.